Pope Benedict XVI has called on Catholics worldwide to join in prayer with the Church in China so that believers of the great nation may become ever more consistent in their witness to the faith. In a series of appeals following the midday recitation of the Regina Caeli prayer, the Holy Father also strongly condemned a bomb attack on a high school in southern Italy Saturday, which left one young student dead and others seriously wounded. And he called for prayers for the victims of a magnitude 6 earthquake which struck the northeast region of Italy early Sunday morning. Despite the threat of rain, St. Peter's Square was thronged with pilgrims and visitors this Sunday, which for many parishes worldwide marks the Feast of the Ascension of Our Lord. In his reflections before the Marian prayer, Pope Benedict spoke to all those gathered about the fulfillment of mankind's salvation.
Jesus tells us in the Gospel that he has come so that his joy may be fulfilled in us. Let us ask the Virgin Mary to obtain for us a deeper faith in her Son, so that we may live to the full the spiritual joy which he wills for us. Regina Caeli laetare, alleluia.
Following the Regina Caeli prayer, Pope Benedict called for our prayers and support for the Church in China.
Giovedì 24 maggio.
Next Thursday, May 24th, is the liturgical memory of Our Lady, Help of Christians, and World Day of Prayer for the Church in China. Pope Benedict called on Catholics there to be faithful to Christ's Church and the successor of Peter, and consistent in their witness to the faith. The Holy Father also spoke of the World Day for Social Communication, celebrated this Sunday, May 20th. This year on the theme, Silence and the Word, the Process of Evangelization. The Pope said that all forms of communications in today's society should always aim to establish genuine dialogue and foster mutual respect. Thoughts echoed by President of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, Archbishop Claudio Celli.
We are giving relevance, the human relevance, to our words if these words are coming from a silent heart. It means that the silence is not a void moment of our life, but is a rich moment of our life that is giving relevance to our words.
Finally, and on a more somber note, Pope Benedict prayed for Italy and the victims of two catastrophes that have struck the nation this weekend, one man-made and one a natural calamity.
Oggi devo purtroppo ricordare le ragazze e le ragazze della scuola di Brindisi.
The first was a Saturday morning bomb attack on a Brindisi high school, which the Pope described as a cowardly act of brutal violence. Investigators say that the attack, which killed a teenaged girl and wounded 10 others, prompting spontaneous demonstrations throughout Italian cities, was probably carried out by an individual with no links to the mafia, as had been feared at first.
Il mio affettuoso pensiero va anche alle care popolazioni dell'Emilia Romagna.
The second catastrophe was a deadly earthquake early Sunday morning in the Emilia region of Italy. Registering magnitude 6 on the Richter scale, it was felt across northern parts of the country, as far away as the cities of Milan and Venice, forcing terrified residents into the streets at dawn. Authorities report severe damage, with many collapsed buildings in ancient hilltop towns, and rescuers are still searching for survivors beneath rubble.
Sono spiritualmente vicino.
As he ended his midday appointment in St. Peter's Square, Pope Benedict's last thoughts went to them. He said, "We implore God's mercy for those who have died in the earthquake and relief from suffering for the injured."
A tutti auguro una buona domenica. Grazie. Buona domenica, buona settimana.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.